Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm Stu Whiffin. Joining me as ever, Christopher William Glasson. How are you, Christopher?
Yeah, I'm wicked.
Cramming a few episodes in this week, 90s. Aren't we? You got a little beer on the go.
I have, yeah. Got a salted caramel, it's a velvet cake flavoured beer. Weird.
Oh, yeah. Someone's at home in Margate.
I know, yeah. Took me out, yeah. 6% volume, so I'll be smashed in 5 minutes.
Excellent. Well, let's just, before we do anything, let's just get a word from our sponsors.
BangBoomCreative.com. That's where you need to go for the very best in film and photography work.
Yes. Luke and his team over at Bang Boom have been proud sponsors of ours for a few years now, and we can tell you two things about them.
One, their stuff is bloody excellent. They've produced content for the smallest charities to the biggest commercial brands, and it's always bang on.
Yeah, it works. We've seen Luke deliver an epic cinema advert for Pip, amazing photo shoots for the Two Girls One Shot podcast, made the girls look incredible, and of course he's done loads of great stuff for us. Great visuals, loads on Instagram. The one he did of me as an Ewok was proper good.
And secondly, well, they're just bloody nice people. Lovely to work with. Lots of companies can kind of take pictures and film something, but not everyone can do it with the sort of passion and just ruddy kindness that sets Luke and Bang Boom apart from all the others.
So if you need some great visuals from a truly excellent company, please go check out bangboomcreative.com. Proud sponsors of the Hardcore Listening Podcast. The world can seem like a strange and sometimes dangerous place, but with Summer Academy helping you with your martial arts training, you'll always feel safe.
Dangerous loners are everywhere and usually come across as friendly members of your community. They can be simply doing DIY during the day and podcasting at night. The Dangerous Loner. They could also be running a well-known nightclub at the same time. Their cloven hoof is scraping behind you.
Renshi Simon James has been training karate for over 32 years and teaching for 28. He knows through first-hand experience that martial arts can give you the stress release you've been looking for, as well as teaching life lessons and fitness, and of course, more importantly, peace. At Sama, we teach karate, kickboxing, tai chi and MMA to all ages, from children as young as four-year-olds to the very elderly, even Stu.
Rude. They can cater for all your needs, from just general fitness or a new hobby right the way through to a career in teaching martial arts. They run corporate training days for companies to have as team building exercises as well as local self-defense classes. They even teach a parent and baby self-defense course. That's defense whilst carrying your child, not defense against maniac murder babies. There is absolutely no defense against them. Be aware of that. Chris, where can people find out more about the Sama Academy?
Yes, you can find out everything you need over at sama-academy.co.uk. That's sama-academy.co.uk. And maybe you'll become a black belt just like me.
Hello, this is Chaz from Love Beer. And I'm here to tell you about why I sponsor Hardcore Listening and what love-beer.co.uk does. I am a fully certified by the British Beer and Pubs Association for bar installation with a focus on home and office bars. I have loads of home bar clients who have really enjoyed the service during lockdown, as well as corporate office clients like Facebook and HelloFresh. I offer a complete solution from installing the bar equipment right the way through to keg supply. I also offer regular maintenance packages for those who want a bar without all the hassle.
Hello, this is Charles, also from Love Beer. I just want to also let you know I'm fully licensed to sell kegs. We can supply loads of different products from mainstream beers and ciders right through to trendy craft beers and even Prosecco kegs, all delivered to your bar by a certified technician.
Also, while I'm here, have I mentioned the Landraver Beeries 3, which is a 45-year-old XMOD Land Rover Series 3 that we have done a complete restoration on during lockdown?
The 3 Beeries 3 is a custom-built high-performance bar hidden in the back of a Land Rover. The bar we have installed is capable of doing upwards of 500 pints per hour. We're about 4 to 5 weeks off having it all back together and ready to show it off. And I'll be launching an Instagram for it this week.
Nice one, Charles.
Nice one.
Thank you very much, lovely sponsors. So we was trawling the recommendations today for top fives, because we need to get a few in because I'm away at the weekend. So it's like, right, let's get something booked in like this evening. So Chris and I sort of set out to record. And how we normally do that is if we've put out a little shout on the socials, and yous are always really, really cool and give us loads of ideas. One of which was from a former guest. And I was like, that's a great shout. And I just thought, well, we had every intention to have her back on. So I just sent her a message and was like, yep, let's do it. So a few hours later, Vic Slayton, welcome back to Hardcore Listening.
Oh, what a pleasure. It's a joy to be deemed the most available of the people on that list to participate in a podcast with a few hours notice.
If any of the other 30 guests are listening, it's fine. We will
hard cheese, mate. No, hard cheese. You missed out.
How many did you ask before me?
I promise you, it was as soon as I saw that top five, I said to Chris, let's do that. And I was like, I'm going to message Vic and see if you'll come on and do it as well.
Yeah, he circled it and just went, what do you reckon? And was like, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
not that I'm not playing it cool, but I had an article lined up that I was going to send you just to remind you that I found earlier, and I was like, I could just drop a line, you know.
Well, it always helps when we pick a top five that's generally going to be funny, and it is definitely going to help if we get a comedian on to help us do that. So, Vix, it's an absolute pleasure having you back. And well, what's been happening since we last see you?
I'm trying to remember when it was. We've been busy, haven't we, all of us? So we did.
Saw you at the live show, didn't we?
Yeah,
that was at the festival, wasn't it? Yeah,
the McFly gig.
Definitely the most surreal gig of the year. Imagine my devastation that no one wanted to stay around and watch McFly, and then I pretended that I didn't either. That was sad.
Oh no. Well, Vic's part of the reason why we agreed to do it was because she mentioned it. McFly was on, and then I mentioned it to my girlfriend. She was like, oh, you got to do it. So I said, all right, we'll do it. And then my girlfriend was like, I'm sick, I can't come. I was like, okay. So she would, if she had come, she'd have been right there with you, Vix.
Me and her. Yeah, down the front, exactly. In the VIP section.
Did you get to meet McFly?
No. Oh. I know.
Bastards.
What a waste of time. What a waste of time. Oh, do they even favourite a tweet of mine? Do they bollocks? No.
Well, you got to hang out with us. We all hung out, didn't we?
Sorry. Yeah.
That was the real prize, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We had a catch-up. Everyone was there.
Yeah, like Jordan was there.
Your podcast was great. I got to front row seats to see the Comedy Arcade. It was I guffawed my arse off while sitting on a hay bale.
At the start, you could have had the choice of any of the seats in there, couldn't you?
Yours filled up massively.
I love it when that happens as well. You're like, no.
We generally find with us it works the other way.
rammed audience, and then they all just all just leave.
They're all there from the previous act, and they just fuck off as we come on.
I thought it was too chaotic to put out or too crude, but then I didn't record an episode for ages, and I was like, yeah. Fine.
Who was
that'll do?
That'll do.
All of the guests were really fucking funny. Who was the dude? Not the kind of he used to come to my club. That's quite a skinny, nerdy looking guy.
Sidebs is who you're talking about.
No, maybe. who was the other guy that is? Am I? Oh, I don't want to get you wrong. In recovery, Pope.
Pope Lonergan. He's not a nerdy dude, is he?
No, not him. No, I was going to say not Sy, who looks a little bit kind of nerdy.
Oh, right.
But Pope, man, what a funny bastard. I'd never seen him before.
Yeah. Every time a child walked past the tent, he said something absolutely wildly inappropriate. And I remember asking you, like, what the age range was, or, like, what the level was. And I think you told me 15, and you'd interpret it as saying, like, 15 swear words, and I interpret it as, like, age 15. And it was... Yeah, we had a different interpretation.
It was very foul and grouchy.
Well, funny.
He's so good.
Enjoyable. Yeah,
he's one of my favourites. And, South End boy as well. So I wanted it to be an all South End panel because I'm trying to infiltrate your ranks because it's...
And cool. Jordan.
And Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, good gang on stage.
It's so good. And everyone knew each other, so it could be a bit meaner as well, which is always fun.
Exactly. You can dig each other out a little bit more. I did Doug Stewart in front of James Acaster once, and that James Acaster hated it. He got so upset on a podcast.
He really stuck up for me, didn't he?
He really stuck up for you because he'd done a podcast with you previously, hadn't he? And he's like, why is this guy being horrible to this really nice man? Wait till she says something about me.
I thought I could like him more. And now
it was amazing. He was just like, I'd done a podcast with Stu, and like, John Harris from who does a little video quoted that bit where it's like, I've just met you and I think he might be my new best friend, and I just thought amazing. And I just thought, I'm really happy about this. I can chop in Chris and like see if I can get James on board. And he even made it so much better by just being horrible to Chris as well. I was like, yes.
You know what? I was quite sore about that. And then I watched something on YouTube today, and it was like 36 minutes of James Acaster. And I've got to say, I was pissing myself.
He's so good.
He's a very funny guy.
He is. He just fucking hates you.
Oh, you know.
Shame when that happens.
I'm mad at him. You know.
I've been listening to his book actually this week, Classic Scrapes, and I've had it on my phone for years, and I've just got around to it. It is so good. It's no good putting it on before you go to sleep because you don't go to sleep. So it was like 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And I was listening to an account of him skydiving for the elderly, and I was like, "What? This has not worked."
I've got Bob Mortimer's lined up on my audiobooks, and I can't wait. I really can't. Everyone I know that's read it or listened to it said it's just great. I'm looking forward to that one. Anyway, we're not here to talk about comedians.
Jeez. Yeah, we could have talked about five books by comedians. Yeah. But we're not.
It's a January. Everyone's losing their shit about getting healthy.
Yes.
What's your top five, Vix?
Five fitness fads that need to be fired into the fucking sun.
So
that's known to help you lose weight, actually. So joke's on you there, Vic. It's very good for losing being fired into the sun.
So I've looked at them from a like current affairs and a historical point of view. So we've got a back catalogue of nonsense.
Ooh, wonderful.
So the question is, where do we start? Where do you want to
number
start?
Number five, normally.
I know, have yours
in order
of importance?
Oh, okay, that's fine.
That's the trouble. I hate them all, I think, with equal vigour, but I guess we'll find out when we talk about them. Okay, so... number five, technically, the Special K diet.
What the fuck was that? Yeah, that is very weird.
The cereal.
Doesn't it feel like something we all hallucinated? Because it seems like it's absolutely ridiculous, the notion that a whole national TV advertising campaign could center around a woman in a red swimsuit and eating cereal for two meals a day.
Is that what it was?
What were we thinking?
Oh, my God.
Two bowls of cereal. It was the most cynical, obvious play to get people to eat double the amount of cereal I have ever seen. And we all just went for it. Women went, because it wasn't a man in trunks, was it? No, it was a woman in a nice, modest but sexy red swimsuit. And they called it, like, the red swimsuit diet at some point. And we all bought in, me and my mum, on it. Cardboard, two meals.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it tastes like shit, Vix, right? So the only way to make it tasty is that's the only thing you're eating and you can only eat it twice a day.
There are no points of comparison. You were just so hungry.
Did you ever see what's the TV show where Secret Eaters, where they like follow like a family that have got really bad eating habits and they spy on them? And they're obviously always in denial about what they eat. And there was this guy, he was from Essex, I think he was from Romford, and he was fucking great. He was about, he was in his 60s, and he was like, well, I don't know why I'm like the size I am. He said, like, I have like a bowl of cereal in the morning. And then they looked at his bowl of cereal, right? His bowl of cereal was amazing. It was like a bucket of Frosties, but he used evaporated milk instead of milk. And then just put honey and like literally half a bag of sugar and full fat milk. Like he was literally having about 4,000 calories like for
That's
breakfast.
Not even secret eating though, is it? No. That is promenade eating. That is a cereal trifle.
But he was just like, he's only having a bowl of cereal.
He was doing what the advert said. He was on the red dress diet or whatever.
Can
it's
you
called.
Remember the box, this box of Special K?
It had
a little tape measure around it and it'd squeeze in and it'd like, as if he was like losing weight by eating it.
Well, you probably did, but not in any sustainable, healthy way. And I think this is the problem with loads of these fads, is that they're not built to get you any healthier. They're kind of built to make you buy more of their stupid products.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
did you try it then, Vix? Did you know people who tried it?
I've done them all. We were all doing it back in the day because there was no internet, so there wasn't like 50 different ways of doing something. We all had to just do with what the telly told us, basically. And it was either that or Slim Fast, and that cost a lot of money. That was the shake for breakfast, shake for lunch, sadness, tears for dinner. It's where you got your salt from. Face. Tears for dinner. It's just like diet culture is nuts. Like particularly those kind of magic diets where they don't tell you how it works and it's not based on any kind of nutritional value. And I think I do not approve. I don't mind anyone wanting to do what is right for them. I do not approve of diets where they go, you don't have to know how it works. It just works in the background here. But I guess like Slim Fast was just paving the way for Huel. Really?
Yeah. I do need to get a little healthier and lose some weight. Huel, for some reason, seems to just kind of present itself on my Instagram adverts constantly. And I just think, I only ever put pictures up taken from the right angles on Instagram. How do they know that I'm the size of a bus? How do they know that? Yet they do.
Your Google history.
Yeah, what are your search tips?
Trifle breakfast tips.
They're pulling in from your other apps. They know about your Deliveroo.
I thought you were going to pick up a heel shake there, Stu, as Vic started tearing into it.
I thought that was going to be the twist, to be honest.
No.
I've tried it. I've had it. I have had it.
Of course you have.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you said that because Chris, like when we said fad fitness, like he is all over that.
I've gone right in.
The amount of times I've had Chris just go, do you know what, mate? I'm doing this thing where I'll just work out for like 9 minutes, like really intensely. And like, and then, yeah, it's really good, mate. And it's
seven minutes.
My house is a museum to those good intentions. I've got a Frame subscription at the moment, which is the online fitness. This like a trendy, fancy Shoreditch gym where flamboyant instructors make you work really hard to share routines with a bit of hair flipping. And it's like, you're in a disco, you're in Pasha. You're not, you're in your front room sweating and crying on a Zoom call. And I did that for 3 days. Am I still paying for that subscription? Probably.
Yeah, probably for the next 24 months. Yeah. But I've got
if it auto-renews forever. Yeah. But I was so into it. For those 3 classes, I was like, this is a bit of me, this is. I bought a load of new kits, like 80s vibe, because I was like, I'm going to be 80s. If I'm going to do sheer aerobics, I'm going to need to really buy into it. And never did it again. Got roller skates in the corner as well.
That for? You needed roller skates.
Oh, roller derby was a big thing that girls were doing. And I wanted in. So obviously I spent all the money, did it once, fell over, had a catastrophic injury. Never did it again. Why am I not successful in life?
I've learned from this. I try with these things is like, now I always used to do that, buy the best stuff for it. And then 6 months down the line, it's just in my attic.
So now what I try and do is just like go really budget with the fad. So at least then if I realise that the fad's not going to be for me, which is pretty much every time, I'm like, at least I didn't spend 400 quid. Because like I found that spending money doesn't make me fit.
No, you know, can't, that's the thing, isn't it? You can't buy your way through. And there are a couple of others on this list that will speak to that.
Absolutely.
Well, let's do one.
Let's hear the next one.
All right.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Slendertone belt.
Is that,
remember that?
Is that little things that like vibrate?
Yeah, that sends electric pulses through your muscles to build them while you lay down.
Oh, it's that one, wasn't it? Right, so because you're talking about the one that just shakes the fat off, right?
The ones you see in cartoons from like the 70s, yeah.
Yeah. But you're talking about Slendertone was the electric shocks through your fucking body, wasn't it? Yeah.
I'm looking around because I could show you because I bought one during lockdown. Because I always wanted one a teenager because I thought, oh, yeah, that's it. That'll get me that'll make me slimmer. But what I forgot is I bought like a JML ripoff version back when I was about 21. And you basically had to sellotape six like paddles that they use to restart people's hearts to your stomach. And it just literally just buzzed you like buzz, 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 buzz for like 10 to 20 minutes. And do you know what? The stomach muscles might have been rock solid, but I was still fat, wasn't I? It doesn't matter. I could have had a brilliant six pack. It didn't help you lose any weight. I was doing no activity whatsoever. So yeah, rock hard stomach muscles, which did nothing but push everything forward. So that was not a success. But also, nonsense, isn't it? But I had money and I'm a lazy person and I thought, give it a whirl.
I will get slender and toned by laying down.
Oh, I stood up. I was not a complete mug, mainly because I couldn't sit down in it because they're very tight. But if anyone's looking to buy one, I'll do you a very good deal. But
it does come with a 24-month subscription to Sharobics, though.
And like all the other stuff, covered in my tears. But it's bonkers. I did a lot of Googling before it because I'm not... Because I work in, like, my day job's marketing, so I like to think I'm not a mug, but I'm self-aware, but I still buy this stuff, which makes me worse than people that innocently just believe it. So I looked at the science, and 50% of people went, it's amazing, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, I'm now a supermodel. And 50% of the people were like, it did nothing. And I backed the 50% that said it was a miracle. So
you're a glass half-full kind of gal.
Yeah, I paid the idiot tax on that. So I've done it, so you don't have to. So if you're thinking of getting one, guys, probably don't bother. Don't bother.
I've thought about it. I saw Bruce Lee wearing one once, and I thought, he's ripped.
But he's ripped already.
Yeah, it was years and years.
That's the part that people are,
That's the thing. Like, I know that I've got a six-pack, but I'm never going to see it.
Well, we all have, technically. We've all got those muscles available.
I'm never going to see that. Like, all went years ago. Like, and it's the bit where you get to see that. That's the bit that I just can't really. I'm not very successful at.
I've got close to it, but I'll be honest with you, I can't.
Yeah, but that was a fad. That was that full on fasting.
I can't maintain. No, even when I was.
Have you done like a 5-2 then or something?
I've done some. Rich, your head's going to fucking spin.
I'm ready.
I have done, but I don't think these are fads either, so we have to be careful because some of them are fads and others aren't. But I have done fasting. I've done intermittent fasting and I've done like proper water fast. I mean, I've gone 21 days without food at all. No.
And you look like you was going to die.
I look quite like I was going to die. And but I wasn't doing it to lose weight, Vic. So there's loads of other science and it's a whole different thing to talk about.
That's and I 50% of the science on it. There's another 50%. Depends what one you want to go with.
I guess it's like the Atkins diet that's now like the paleo diet. It depends on your level of interest and how much it's ground in the nutrition side of it and how much research you're prepared to do. But I guess the thing with the Atkins diet was quite an interesting one as well, because I worked in Tesco at the time and a lot of people just thought it was buy shitloads of meat. So you'd see everything on the conveyor belt coming up towards you. And they'd be looking at you all hopeful and they're like, the Atkins diet. And I'm like, oh, well, you've got ketchup here and like 20 grams of carbs that you're allowed. That's in here in a tablespoon. Like, but they hadn't read the books. They'd just seen. I think that's the danger of it, isn't it?
You see something
in a magazine and you go, yeah, I understand this.
That's the one that I got pulled into. Like, I've only done two fad diets that I can recall. I've done the cabbage soup diet and I lost a lot of weight on that. And then I done the Atkins and I lost a lot of weight on that. But a lot of that was training heavily as well at the same time. The Atkins diet gave me the worst breath ever.
Are you still on the Atkins diet? Because me and Vince, no, it's been years. We can tell.
Even through the Zoom. So.
But yeah, like both of them, like that, yeah, I lost quite a lot of weight, but it just comes back on the minute you stop because it's not practical. It's not. It's not a long-term solution because you can't live your life eating like that. It's not healthy, you know.
Some people, I guess, do, but the thing with diets versus like stupid fitness fads is there are so many variables. There are so many variables. Who what you start with, we're not all made the same, are we? So something that works for someone might not work for someone else, and that's why I think what Chris is speaking to, it's quite a contentious point, because for some people it worked for them, it changed their lives and it's brilliant. For loads of people it didn't, but
other people it killed them flat out. Killed
do you
them.
Know what, slender tone, I'll die on that hill. That's a fucking waste of money.
But you could quite easily restart your heart while you're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the thing, when you get you get a choice of how hard to turn it up, like I'm not in control of that. That was made.
This?
Who knows where that was made either? You know, you just buy it in the supermarket, you put an electric charges through your body. Should you be allowed to do that? Is that okay?
I don't think that can be good.
No, it can't, can it? It's like a charger my dad got me for Christmas. It holds 8 charges for a phone in it. I feel like that can't be legal.
I would definitely leave that in the garden when you go to sleep.
Yeah, it's not legal, is it? My dad loves AliExpress. That's what I'm saying. He's on there all the time. But yeah, so
number three,
shake weights.
Oh my lord, what the fuck were they? I've seen them advertised.
Right? And it's just the hot woman on the advert basically doing basically indicating wanking off a massive cock.
Well, I don't know anything about this. Explain.
Right. So it is like, it's like a normal Vix, Vix, hand
who's weight. Asking, he doesn't understand what you mean by wanking off a massive cock.
It's like, yes.
Is it like wanking off a really small one?
But with both hands. Basically.
Gotcha.
So
yeah.
You hold.
Now I know.
You hold the shaft of this hand weight.
We're going to edit this bit for the advert.
And you shake it, and you're just giving it a good shake. And that's literally
Patrons,
what the advert
you
shows.
Need to watch the video version of this.
Hot women giving it a good shake. And there's no scientific evidence whatsoever that this does anything for you. And you both work out, so you know it's such a limited range of movement.
Yeah.
Is it as basic
what
as what you just
was
said?
Happen?
You're
yeah.
literally just like as if you're shaking up a bottle of Coca-Cola or something.
Basically, yeah.
You can sometimes
and it sort of vibrates.
Like well, like say if you were like in an Roman orgy, you got someone behind you, you can sort of jerk them off behind you. But yeah, predominantly it's this.
And is this a big successful phenomenon?
It was again. It was one of those things that if you were at home watching daytime TV, you saw a lot of it.
Yeah. But, I think if you're at home watching a lot of daytime TV, there lies the problem.
Yeah, it's like Wills, Payday Loans, Wanky Wait. They are your choices.
Was that the marketing?
The dream is to take out a payday loan for a...
To buy a wanky way and then write your will for when you get so hench that you can't even live anymore. But yeah, it's just like, again, it's just this kind of snake oil nonsense of, we all know in our heads that that can't possibly be doing anything useful for us, but we want to believe. We want to believe so bad. And if you put it out now, if you put the advert out now, people would think it was a parody.
When was this, Vix? Was this 90s?
I think it went much longer than that.
Yeah. I think in the noughties it was going as well, mate.
That's insane.
Because I tweeted to ask people's favourite fitness fads, and this one came up quite a few times. So.
That's fucking bananas.
It's so funny. You would not believe it was real. You'd see it and you'd think this is satire.
Before we get on to number two, have you got any, Chris?
I've got so many. I'm worried because I might accidentally throw one out there that Vix has got. But
it's all right.
I mean, I could throw in their colon cleansing.
That's not on my list.
But people, in terms of fitness fads, people really thought that colon cleansing is like a really good way. I mean, I've actually stuck coffee up my rectum, haven't I, Stu?
Yes.
Just before we did a podcast.
For fitness or pleasure?
A little bit from column A, a little bit from column B, really.
first time you met Jordan Gray. She didn't really know what was going on, did she?
High as fuck.
Because you had coffee up your ass.
Oh my God, Vix. Like, it was a rush like you wouldn't believe. It was like all the drugs at once. Because I think I'd gone too deep with this. I'd put too much of this coffee up my bot. And I think it had gone so far up my colon, it just hit my bloodstream and I was fucking flying. Like, I came around to shoes and I was like, actually, I definitely don't think I should have driven over here. And like the first hour, like, was me describing my whole experience of flushing my innards out with coffee, wasn't it?
All over the kitchen floor.
Oh,
whilst laughing at Brett Goldstein.
Not your kitchen
floor. Brett wasn't there. Yeah, my oh, yeah.
Because you said you came over and talked about it. I was like, oh no, is that why Jordan had a really uncomfortable time? Did you just literally shit all over the kitchen?
I was like, hi guys, I'm just holding something in at the moment.
Nobody make me laugh.
I thought it was a dry one and it was a wetty.
A very 2 litre wetty.
Oh my God.
So
did you get a kit for that? How did you come across this?
He got a very high spec thing from a doctor. Sorry, where'd you get it?
Spent some money on some, like, I did buy a kit, Vix. I've still got it somewhere.
20 quid off Amazon,
like,
Chris.
You know, you do get a tube and a filter and something to slip up your bumhole. Highlight, that was. And then some proper coffee that was like for doing these colonic irrigations. And I've got to say, I've never gone back to it. And I personally wasn't using it to lose weight.
What was it meant to do? You keep saying it's not to lose weight. What are you doing then? Why are you doing this?
For fitness. It's because it clears out, it draws out impurities from your colon, basically, is what they say. And at the time, I was doing my very first ever fast. So I was about 7 days into that. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I've cleared out this way. I'm going to clear out that way. And oof.
Did it have any benefit at all, even if it was quite a horrible process?
I don't know. I just don't know. Has it clear? Maybe time will tell, but I don't think you'll ever know. I don't think it, that's the thing. I don't think you can measure how successful that is.
You can't really see the results when you're clearing up the contents of your arsehole that are all over your kitchen floor.
Well, they were the results. The results are.
I made a mess
and I got rid of every last shred of dignity I had that day.
Okay.
And then come and told everyone about it on a podcast.
Yeah, for
twice.
2 hours. Yeah, twice. Yeah. So they also say it's really dangerous. Like, so yeah, again, it's like one of those ones where I still support water fasting within, but I don't think it's for everyone. I think you have to really study and read about it and know, really read up on it, and not do it for weight loss as well. That's a really important part of it. It's not for that. But the colon thing, like I'll read more about it now, and I definitely rushed into that. And yeah, I think it's a bit of a, your stomach's not, when was your body ever supposed to have like anything up there to flush out your colon? It wasn't ever designed for that. So now I just do it for recreational reasons, but I'm not, yeah. You know,
theoretically I guess it's like Gwyneth Paltrow in her like vaginal steaming, isn't it? In theory, your body's supposed to do these jobs anyway if they need to be done.
Yeah, the body's pretty handy
on the whole, but obviously our diets don't in the whole facilitate working. Yeah. Oh dear, it was a cheap shot and you took
Sorry, swinging it. Presented itself. Number two, Vic.
not unlike Chris. I can't believe you did that. I love it though. And yeah, well, this is kind of a duet because it was like 1 year and then the next year. And again, we're going to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, yoga and Pilates. Remember when everyone was doing that? But again, specifically doing that because a lot of celebrities lied that is how they lost their weight, when secretly they had a chef creating delicious tiny meals for them that were still nice and all loads of other things. Who knows? Legal and illegal. We can't speculate. But, you know, these celebrities were coming out all excited and they're like, yeah, I do yoga half hour a day.
Hot yoga.
Hot yoga, yeah, which is just yoga in a hot room. Yeah. And the world went mad for it. But a lot of yoga instructors popped up that weren't necessarily qualified for it. I went to a lot of backstreet yoga places.
Really?
In community centres where you were on a dirty mat and it was just a woman rolling around and you gave you fibre. So like for people it was for, but the thing is, the people that it's for and the people that love it, a lot of them are probably already sporty people. Whereas people like me, again, Muggins here, reading in Heat magazine all about Jerry Halliwell, I was like, yeah, Jerry Halliwell did this. Lovely. Get me down to the yoga. 3 weeks in, no change. Because half an hour doing gentle stretching on a mat, again, it was not enough. I wasn't doing any of the other stuff. It was not enough to get me fit. But magazines were very, very keen to suggest that it was. The only bit I liked was that the one at the end that you did where you could zone out and...
Oh, I see. You just lie on the floor, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just lie on the floor, Stu. That's like definitely the best
like
part
the
of yoga.
Like the child or something. And yeah, and they whisper like nice things in your ears. But for me, no, because I was not fit for it. I was not fit for it. And there was always one weird man in the class as well when I was doing it.
Brett Goldstein.
I
but he's not weird, is he, Brett? If Brett was there, you'd just be like, you wouldn't be suspecting anything, would you?
Be like, the call on me nice video.
I'd done yoga in Mexico.
Oh.
And it was in this really lovely little kind of like space, like outdoors. It was literally iguanas walking around you as you was doing it. It was like very, very lovely. And I really enjoyed it. The instructor clearly was having a lot of sex with a lot of the women that were there. And he was very handsome. So I kind of guess it was, you know, maybe a byproduct of him being there. The ladies liked him and he seemed very happy to accommodate them. he didn't seem as interested in me when I was doing lots of the moves. It was a very hot day, so I had a vest on.
Wasn't helping you with your bridge.
Well, the problems that...
He was helping Carol, though, wasn't he?
Like,
helping your wife quite a lot.
But the people that are built like me, when you're laying there and you're on holiday and you've got a vest on and you then do kind of stuff that involves you leaning forwards and that, it just means that your man tits just hang down in the most disgraceful way in front of lots of attractive women and a man that looks arguably like Brett Goldstein if Brett Goldstein was a yoga instructor with long hair.
Women doing yoga on holiday, they're well into it usually as well, aren't they? They know.
Yeah, a lot of them had brought their mats on the flight.
And you'll get a couple of mams that have had a few drinks on lunch doing it for a laugh as well.
That's
the holiday yoga vibe.
They were the two that I generally would chat to. Like, just asking, like, how many plates they'd had at lunchtime. It was like,
The best kind of holidays.
For the lunch buffet. Yeah, sweet.
Right. I can smell them cooking. It's like you see those lovely young newborn gym instructors in holiday camps doing the aerobics very earnestly, and it'll be like a nice young man and a lot of thirsty women in the pool, really not putting the work in with the pool noodles, but doggedly there every day. And holiday fitness is wild. I used to look forward to that. I used to look forward to watching those ladies having their best day with the lovely gym instructor in front of them, playing with his pool noodle.
Basically, all of this stuff has just led to fucking Joe Wicks. It's literally Joe Wicks, isn't it? That is like the ultimate. That is what
created this.
Yeah, all of that has created Joe Wicks.
Adrienne, yoga with Adrienne. That's what everybody was talking about over lockdown.
Molly bumped into her. Molly went to one of her classes in. So Molly liked yoga, and it's quite good for her health. And she was a big fan of her. She'd done it for ages. And then, like, she went to, where was it? She was in a hotel in Queen of Hoxton. What's that fancy one, Stu? Ace Hotel. And Molly just bumped into her there, and like Molly was just like, wow. But she's got it's just dizzying, Vix, because she filled out at Ali Pali. It is quite mad.
I don't think it's about money. I don't know. I've just got a little thing that makes me think it's about money.
I think money, attention, being in the right place at the right time. Yeah. You've got to admire it, haven't you?
Good work, Adrienne. It's Adrienne. No, it's not. It's Adrienne. Don't try and change your name. Adrienne.
I guess my issue with the fads that are more plan-based rather than like the wanky way is it's just they're not done properly because no one encourages you to do them properly. No. It's like me, like I said, going with my yoga mat that I got free with like Cosmopolitan magazine, going once, not having the best experience, never going again. Yeah. Like for my mates who do yoga and they're physically in peak condition and they're brilliant and I love it, but I just, this time of year when everybody thinks they can pick up something that is effectively a sport or a discipline in 2 weeks and have overnight results, and that's what we get sold. And that absolutely is what I hate about January, because you don't get the best of things at all.
Absolutely.
You just get all of these businesses seeing it as their absolute peak marketing time. And so everybody's feeling tired, overweight, like a little bit like, oh God, I've really eaten too much, I've really drunk too much. And then you've just got some like hundreds of companies like going, just come and do this, we can make that all better. Yeah. And it's like, so many people don't eat. Like, I've had conversations, I literally had a conversation with Big Papa J the other day, and he's just like, I'm gonna drop 3 shirt sizes by February. I went, really? He went, yeah. He was eating a Viennese well as he was telling me this. Like, one of 6 that he ate. He ate the pack. And I just think, why? I don't know why, because everybody knows that by the 3rd week of January, everyone's kind of binned it off anyway.
It'll fuck your metabolism up anyway.
Mm.
So, like, you know, the idea, like, that the problem is all these things relate to us being lazy and wanting results immediately. And that's what they sell us all on. We think we're going to shortcut it. You're never going to shortcut it. And like, as someone who's done like extended fasts, you do lose quite a lot of weight. I'm not going to lie. I lost a lot on that 21-day one. But also,
you lost fuck loads of weight.
But like, if someone was going to do it to say, like, get a 6-pack, they'd be disappointed. Mm. Like, and it could kill them. And, you know, and then, and also it does affect your metabolism as well. So like, you'll put weight on so quickly if you're not careful. So like anything like this, like yoga, like you're saying, Vix, anything you want to sort of like ease into but don't trick yourself that, you know, just because like some hot, super hot celebrity is now going, oh, this is the thing I do. It's like,
give
you a load of money and now you're saying that's what you do. It's like, yeah, exactly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Les Dawson's daughter's name. Les Dawson's got a really famous Instagram. What's her daughter? What's his daughter? Charlotte Dawson.
I feel like I recognise the name.
Like she's got like a million odd followers on Instagram. And she's really funny. Well, you're going to be funny if there's Les Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Les.
And she's was always like, I guess, I don't know, maybe a size 14. And would always just be like doing really funny little dances with her belly out. And people really, really liked her. And then she's disappeared and come back. And now she's got the January perfect beach body. And it was like, wow. And she's just like putting up these pictures of before and after. And it's like, wow, this is, you know, fair play. You've got healthy and you've got the body that I guess you want. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of saying things, oh, well, you know, we preferred you. But I mean, it's none of their fucking business fundamentally. But she's sort of posting lots of stuff saying, look, I'm still the same person. And I think that's really cool that, you know, she's like, well, look, it doesn't matter. I'm still saying, but then that's laced with, if you want the diet plan that I've done, and it's like, there's the caveat. And it's like, you're literally flogging it now. And like, and I find that a bit weird, like, because there's lots of people that, you know, year in, year out, will spend money on that and probably not get results. And like, and I do, you know, but then that was, How many Christmases like in throughout the 90s and the early 2000s was like everybody would buy a fitness DVD.
Number one, fitness fads going to the sun. Look at that.
Right, there you go.
You called it. Just anybody who happened to put the work in and lose a bit of weight. But again, celebrities with access to loads of stuff. But also some of those celebrities were invited to do it because they took people that were, like you said, brilliant, fun, interesting people that you could believe were like you. And then they incentivized them to lose the weight, to do the DVDs, but then were contracted to keep it off, which then stressed them out. And a lot of those people didn't maintain. And
I didn't know that.
It's nuts. Yeah, it's a big industry. They just picked likable people and went, you want to lose a bit of weight? Let us all help you secretly in the background. And we'll tell everybody that this VHS, half an hour a day, will do everything you need. But the thing is, with those videos, technically probably true, because it wasn't just the workout usually. There'd be the workout and there'd be some suggestions about diets and moderation. No one
70%
looked at that
is food, right? 70% is food. From when I've been actually really fit, it's mostly diet. And actually, like, another thing about when we're talking about diet, someone once said to me, no diet will do what healthy eating will do for you. And like, but that's a slow process to slowly get rid of weird behaviors you've got around food. It's not like, hey, you're going to do this diet for 2 months and all your problems are going to be solved. It's just bullshit, man. Like you say, Vix, like if they're saying, hey, go and work out. I did the insanity workout.
Oh, and I
completed it. I did it. And it was bananas. It was 2 months of the most intense. It was like 40, 50 minutes a day, and I'm telling you, like, grueling cardio and plyometric workouts. And I did it with a friend of mine, and I did it, and I ate healthily whilst I did it. And my friend, she was still very much enjoying a big dessert spoon of Nutella out of the jar. It was her favourite thing to do. Can't knock it. Love it doing it.
Legend.
But also, like, she was like, I'm super fit, but I don't look any different because you've got to do, like, kind of both. It's a multi-pronged thing. And they never 100%. Sell it like that most of the time. It's kind of like, just do this one thing and you're going to look like this, like, yeah. handsome devil.
It's like you said, though, it's these units of measurement that never existed before, like drop a dress size, drop three shirt size. What's that actually mean? Because, like, you can fluctuate so much on a day because you accidentally had a little bit too much bread and that's reacted very badly with you. It's just, yeah, it's, I don't like the selling of false hope to people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my thing. And that misconception that you have to be lean to be fit, that's not true. Like, you know, you can run a marathon and not necessarily be fucking 8 stone of muscle. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I know plenty of people that are fit. You know, look at so many, like, heavyweight boxers. You know, look at, like, you know, so many people that are absolute, like, you know, probably are over 20 stone, but they can compete at the elite level for, you know, 25 minutes. Like, you know, that's called being fit. And but, you know, still carrying what isn't deemed a beach body or you know, whatever.
Well, it's like abs. You got to have abs. Like, I've been quite self body conscious since, like, I was 24, I guess, because of all that sort of marketing and stuff like that, and twice doubly as much for girls. But there's sort of body shapes that they're not help. You can't really, unless you've got a certain frame or your certain body type with a certain metabolism, forget, like, you can't maintain having abs unless you are a model.
Well, same with that hourglass notion. Not everyone's built like that, because I bought a wedding dress online when I first got engaged, and it was beautiful, and it was designed for somebody who was like Keira Knightley, so I had a horrible time fitting into it. But that is the best you could say about it. I fit into it because I just didn't have the body shape to carry the dress well, and then I had to buy another one because I just wasn't thinking straight. But it was not ever about losing weight. I could have continued to lose weight because my broad shoulders, it was never going to look right on me, and there was nothing I could have done about it. There was literally nothing I could have done, like, exercise wise, diet wise. I'm just not that shape.
You kill
I'm not
yourself
that shape
over
for
it.
It.
You really will.
I had to kind of make my peace with it. It was an expensive lesson to learn that, because it was not refundable. But I think and so many people I find hot are not those people as well. Like,
I saw
a lot of my crushes are very different to what you'd see on the front of a Kewell drum.
I saw a documentary about and one of the people on it, and it was about the media, and it was about, like, misconceptions. And they had Charlotte, I can't think what her name is, that was on Geordie Shore. And they had her that had a very successful fitness DVD. And, you know, she was just a normal curvy girl, and then just developed this absolutely ripped six pack, super fit fitness body, whatever you want to call it, you know. And then she was saying, like, it just wasn't sustainable. And I was unhappy like that. I was unhappy getting like that. I was, you know, and she looked absolutely fine. She'd put some weight back on. And she was like, I'm happy now. And it's like, it is. I do think it's dangerous, and it's this time of year that kind of danger is thrust upon on, you know, people that, you know, and I'm not necessarily saying, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Gullible people, or, you know, people that are susceptible to stuff like that. It's just thrust upon you, and every day you're constantly seeing these amazing looking pictures of these absolutely airbrushed to fuck, like, hench fellas with six packs, and, you know, and women in these kind of bikini bodies, however you want to frame it.
It's not real, Stu.
And it's not
really real. Because, like, we know models, and we know different people. And and like the difference between you when you chat and hang out with someone who like and also a lot of our friends who are models do post where they're like, this is me, this is also me. So don't get it mixed that I don't, you know, there's you can twist things on Instagram. But it can really mess up, it can make us all body dysmorphic just if we're not aware of what's happening. I think we're getting a bit wiser to it, but at the same time it's mad. It's like yeah, go on, Vix.
This is such a tough month for everybody because it was just like for a month everybody's like, yeah, Christmas, eat everything, drink everything, and then and now they're like, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Binge, yeah.
The same people that were selling you all that stuff are now selling you a solution. And I had for a long time, because I've had problems with food for a long, long time, I had this idea in my head that there was going to be a certain weight where everything would just click into place. So my life was a journey towards this ideal weight, and it didn't matter what I had to go through to get there. Once I got there, once I went through the gates, life would begin. And that is such a miserable way to live your life. And I think that was my problem with like slimming clubs. Like, I won't name any particularly, but they never questioned me as to why I thought that would be like the solution to my life or what brought me to a situation where I wanted to make my food choices basically the center of my universe. And I think that's just sad. I think we could all be enjoying our lives now. If you want to be a bit fitter, brilliant, but that's not going to happen today. It doesn't matter what wanky weight you shake or what you buy. It's never an overnight process, and it shouldn't be, because that's not safe. So I just hate the idea of people waiting to enjoy things, waiting to buy clothes, buying clothes that are smaller because maybe one day they'll fit into them. It makes me feel quite sad. So yeah, fitness fads into the sun.
Yeah,
into the sun.
exactly. And
taking
if you are
taking advantage of people goes into the sun, basically. Brilliant health choices that work for you, well researched, that suit your lifestyle.
Don't feel the need to knee jerk and do it in January.
Like, it's not the month. It's the coldest, darkest month of the year. It's the worst time to make these kind of decisions. I feel like January, there's that little meme that goes around, like January is basically your free trial for the year. And then if you like it, subscribe to the rest. So I think we should all treat it like that.
Absolutely. Vix, I mean, this was like quite serious as well, which was great. That's a perfect hardcore listing combo.
Hardcore listing,
It's hard though, isn't it? Because you don't want to judge anybody's choices. Like, some people might be using these things, hopefully not the wanky weight, but might be using these things and working with them, and it might be working for them, and good luck. But
It's a really weird one to kind of, you know, as I said, like lots of different ways I've been trying to sort of describe things, and it's like trying to frame it right, because you're right, some things do work for some and not for others. I think if something's making you unhappy, then like look at why that's making you unhappy, and it's probably not necessarily going to be, you know, having a big dinner. I'm sure there's other things that are going to be at the root of that unhappiness that maybe have a look at before you start signing up to, you know, crazy fitness regimes and things like that. Go and chat to your pals.
And ask other people what's worked for them. And, you know, I was going to make fun of, because I sent it to you earlier, wasn't I, that Vogue thing, which was kind of the sexy, the hot girl walk, and I was going to make fun of that. But you know what? That's not a bad start. Like, taking yourself out for half an hour and getting out in the fresh air and thinking about the things that are going well in your life, as much as it is easy to scorn, and I do, because I rolled my eyes at it when I read it, it's not a bad start, is it? And I think this is the way the kind of the 10,000 steps type stuff and the couch to 5K stuff works. It's like, you've just got to start. Start. If you want to live a healthier life, it doesn't have to be about weight loss. If you want to move more, feel a bit fitter, just start something, and it can be just walk around the block. I know we're all a bit bored of walking because that was all we had for a year.
Not Chris. He's about to go for one. I mean, you just had a can of lager first.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Moderation. This is what we're
It's about balance, just one right? Can.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's such a complicated one, and it is easy to be to sort of tease, I guess, and there is a lot to make fun of. Wicked. Let's be real. We've made fun of some of them, and we were right too.
Of course we have. Vix, what's coming up? What's happening?
Well, I've still got my podcast. It's quite sporadic these days. Because funny enough, it's easier to get three comedians together over Zoom when there are no gigs than it is when everybody's back out and about in the world. So, So it's not weekly anymore. It's broadly fortnightly. So that's the Comedy Arcade. Female-fronted panel show. The latest one's got Jenny Ryan from The Chase on it, who's brilliant.
Wonderful.
Esther Manito.
Nice.
Recently
on. Oh, I've got Esther on next week. I've never met her.
So much fun. And Riggs, who is a Brighton comic, who's just bloody brilliant. He's just really funny. And we just bullied him for an hour because he wasn't wearing a suitable coat for the winter weather. So yeah, that's out now. We say Dean Gaffney's name so often that I did fear we were going to manifest him. So yeah, that is a trailer for that. And it's live. It's a live show as well. So we're doing Leicester Comedy Festival with it. Brighton Fringe. Amazing. Yeah, it's everybody's really backed it as a live show. So we did a full, since I last saw you, we did a full sellout run at Edinburgh Fringe with it.
Wow.
5 days, 110 people in every day.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
It was free Fringe, but everybody bought a ticket to see it. So we didn't have to give any seats away for free, which was...
That's incredible.
Wow, that's impressive.
So that's the credit to the guests I have on, though. It was different guests every day. It was so much fun. It was probably the most fun I've had in a long, 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 long time. So hopefully do that again this year if everybody is safe and keeps washing their hands.
Absolutely. And if people want to keep up to speed with the app, where's the best place to do that, Vix?
Twitter at PR Vix. You could have got involved in my conversation about fitness fads earlier. That's the quality of content on there. Or if you just want to look at pictures of my life where I put my best life out there. Filters and all, it's Vix Leighton on Instagram. LEYTON, like Leighton Orient.
We will tag you in it, of course. Thanks. Vix, thanks loads, mate. It's been lovely to see you again.
It's been
absolute
so much
pleasure.
Fun.
Cheers.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.